Welcome to the Holmesville Church of the Brethren, Quarantine Edition. This is the midweek prayer service for August 12, 2020. Give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. O God, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The light and peace of Jesus Christ be with us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 104, 27 through 30. All these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High. We'll bring our free prayers of thanksgiving at this time. We declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. Amen. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Lord Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. Luke 12:22-31. Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouses nor barn. Yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If, then, you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. 1 Kings 17:8-16. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, Go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow there to feed you. So he set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel, so that I may drink." As she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks, so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterwards make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be emptied, and the jug of oil will not fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth." She went and did as Elijah said, so that she as well as he and her household ate for many days. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah.
Constant friend is He. Mary's Song. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, who has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. God has mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation. The Lord has shown strength with his arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. As we approach our time of intercession, please remember that you may pause the audio at any time to spend as much time as you want in prayer. Ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. The Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. God of open hands, we bring our prayers to you with confidence in the name of our Lord Jesus. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. You provide for all our needs from your bounty. We pray for ourselves and those dear to us. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. You work wonders in surprising places. We pray for our community and for our neighbors. Lord, give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. You furnish abundance even from very little. We pray for the church in all places that we may reflect your faithful love. Give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. You send forth your Spirit, a breath of renewal and hope. We pray for the world, for those who are in need. Lord, give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. We offer you other concerns we carry in our hearts. Lord, give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. God of grace and glory, you keep our souls, satisfying us with living bread and holy work. Renew us through forgiveness and restore us in rest, that we may look for the coming of your reign on earth as in heaven. Secure in your love, we pray with humility and joy. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord will guide us continually and satisfy our needs in parched places, and we will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. Amen.